Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for a night stroll. In Haifa, the weather remains calm and pleasant. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Israel and Hezbollah agree to a new ceasefire, as reported by Ynet, just in. This agreement follows deadly exchanges and was brokered by the U.S. and Qatari negotiators with Iranian assistance. Also, from Walla earlier this hour, the conflict in Lebanon has impacted negotiations with Iran. The recent attacks have heightened tensions, especially after the loss of Israeli soldiers in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS reports that Mike Huckabee has criticized France for its stance on Israeli military actions in Lebanon. He asserts that Hezbollah, not Jerusalem, is to blame for the ongoing conflict. Separately, I-24 News indicates that Israel promises a strong response after four soldiers were killed in southern Lebanon earlier today. And finally, as per Al Arabiya, a senior U.S. official confirms that Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a ceasefire starting at 4 p.m. local time, after recent hostilities. Here's what people are saying online. From I-24NEWS, reporting just minutes ago, the IDF conducted overnight strikes on over 150 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah is set to begin this afternoon, according to a senior U.S. official. Israel's foreign ministry posted earlier today, highlighting that Hezbollah's attacks violate the ceasefire and UN Security Council Resolution 1701. They emphasized the need for Hezbollah to disarm and withdraw from southern Lebanon. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ceasefire. According to Ynet, a deal has been struck to halt hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah. This development follows intense negotiations involving the US, Qatar, and Iran. The ceasefire aims to prevent further escalation in the region, offering a chance for diplomatic efforts to take root. Turning to the impact on negotiations with Iran, Walla reports that the recent attacks in Lebanon have complicated diplomatic talks. The fall of the Battalion 52 commander and other fighters led to a surge in Israeli military responses. This situation highlights the fragile nature of regional diplomacy, where military actions can swiftly alter negotiation dynamics. Meanwhile, in response to criticism from France, JNS highlights Mike Huckabee's statements defending Israel's actions. He argues that the root cause lies with Hezbollah's aggression. This underscores the international divide on how to address the conflict and the challenges in achieving a unified stance. Lastly, the situation in southern Lebanon remains tense. I-24 News notes Israel's commitment to retaliate forcefully after losing four soldiers. This pledge comes amid ongoing military actions and the complex security environment on the border. The implications for the region include heightened alertness and the potential for further military engagements. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports on the strategic importance of the Karish floating gas platform in the Mediterranean. Supplying around 40% of Israel's natural gas needs, this facility is crucial for energy security and operates under stringent conditions. Separately, CTEC explores the lasting impact of Iran's missile strikes from a year ago. The reconstruction efforts continue to shape urban landscapes, highlighting the long-term economic and infrastructural challenges faced by Israel. And finally, from Walla Business, the latest yield table reveals significant disparities in training fund performances. Investors saw a 2.75% return in the general track, surpassing other funds. This indicates growing confidence in the markets and positive economic trends. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.